Players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Press Your Luck, because we're talking about some very serious dollars today. We've got over $100,000 that is potentially there that people can earn. We've got a lot of whammies that try to get it too, so it's a great battle royal. You never know what's going to happen. It sometimes becomes whammy land, and hopefully it won't be. It'll be big bucks land. Let's talk to our three players vying for the bucks, starting with our first player, Mike Poyani. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, real good, Peter. How you doing?
I'm fine. Now, good. Mike, I understand that there was a little letter that you sent to Press Your Luck along with a letter from your psychiatrist. You want to tell us about this, Mike?
Sure. I was suffering from a little case of whammy phobia. I couldn't sleep. I kept having these dreams that a whammy was going to come out of my closet and take everything I owned, all my cash, all my everything.
Right.
And I had to go to a psychiatrist and get help. And what he said is to get on the show and kill the whammy. And that's what I'm here for.
Boy, I've heard some stories, Mike. That's one of the best.
Believe that.
Evidently, it worked because you're here on the show.
Here we go.
Good luck to you. Kill them all, Mike.
Okay.
All right, our second player is Ruth Alexander. How are you, Ruth?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Ruth, you have a... Can you top Mike's story?
Not really.
Not really. Where are you from, Ruth?
Fifth generation Southern California.
Oh, fifth generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's way back
mm-hmm.
talking. So you're you like California? You can stay.
I love it. We're going anywhere else.
More generations of Californians?
Not yet.
Not yet. Not quite yet. All right. Good luck to you today, Ruth.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Our third player is our champ, Lisa Pietsmont, with $12,438. What are you going to do with all that bread, Lisa?
Oh, gosh. Travel, buy things, go shopping. What else?
Boy, those are, I've never heard those things from a woman
before.
But I hear the same things from a man. Those are all sounding like good things. Maybe
you'll
get some more stuff today.
You
ready?
I hope so, yeah.
All right. Let's play the game.
Yeah.
Buzz and answer, three spins, multiple choice, one spin. Here you go with the first question. According to a survey by Parade Magazine, what fraction of married couples say that the good in their marriage outweighs the bad? Ruth.
Half.
Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Mike?
I'm going to say three quarters.
What are you going to say, Lisa?
Three quarters.
The good outweighs the bad in their marriage, say only one half of Parade's readers. Ruth gets three spins. Second question. Which actress is Woody Allen's friend, companion, and star of his... Ruth.
Mia Farrow.
Star of his last four films. Is it Mia Farrow, Diane Keaton, or Meryl Streep? Mike?
That is Mia Farrow.
Who do you think it is, Lisa?
I think Diane Keaton.
Woody's new gal is Mia Farrow. And Mike gets a spin. Ruth goes to six. All right. It's the third question. South Africa is the world's largest producer of gold. But what North American country ranks as number two? Mike?
I'd say United States.
Is it United States, Mexico, or Canada, Ruth?
Canada.
What do you think it is, Lisa?
I'll go for Mexico.
Okay. That second most golden country is Canada. And that means Ruth goes to seven. Now, Lisa, as the champion, it's nice to be, you know, just to be giving like this. But this is the last question. It might be advisable to get a spin here. You
okay.
know what I mean?
I'll do my best.
Pressure's on. Here we go. What sea creature do we use to complete this familiar old expression? The world is your what? Evidently, it's nothing. I'm going to give you three choices. If you're right, you'll get a spin. Wait a minute. Oh, he buzzed in? Mike!
I'm going to have to say oyster on that one.
Oyster, okay. Let's see if you're right. Is the correct answer oyster, lobster, or shrimp? Ruth?
What's the question again?
The world is your... Oyster, lobster, or shrimp?
Lobster.
Lobster? What is it for you, Lisa?
I'll say oyster.
You will. Well, the world's always been my shrimp. But the world is your oyster.
All right.
Mike goes to four. Ruth goes to seven. Lisa gets a spin. As you can turn those kids in the box when we come back, stay with us. We'll be back. We're back to the world of big bucks. In Ruth's case, this world is her lobster. Hey, Tweech's own. She's a lobster freak. What can I tell you? There's over $13,000 up there. You want to get your hands on it. You do not want to get your hands on the whammies and take away all your bucks. You want to win this round for bucks reasons and for playing last in the final round reasons. Both very sound. You know about passing your remaining spins. You know what happens with four whammies. We won't discuss it because it's very upsetting. Lisa, guess what? You're first. One spin. Here we go.
All right, let's go. Some big bucks. Let's spin big bucks. No whammies. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at $450. All right. Okay, first place for now. Let's see what Mike can do with four spins.
Okay, let's go. Let's press our luck. We don't want any whammies right now. And stop.
Stop at silver. Woo! Again.
Silver,
those are worth $400, Mike. Second place, three spins.
I'm pressing my luck. And stop.
Stop at a bracelet. Woo! Bracelet valued at $550, $950, first place, two spins.
I'm going to go. I'm pressing my luck. And stop.
Stop at $1,000. $1,950, first place, one spin. Mike, what's your pleasure?
I'm going to take it. I'm going to press
my
luck.
Here we
go. Press my last spin. No whammies. No whammies. And stop.
Stop at $350. $2,300. Nice, tidy sum. First place for now. Big Bad Ruth is coming with seven spins.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, stop!
Stop at $300. Third place, six spins. Press your pass.
No whammies, no whammies, stop!
Stop at 600 more, yeah. 900. Second place, five spins.
$500. No whammies, no whammies, please, no whammies, stop!
Stop.
Whammy.
Okay, Ruth, you got the one whammy out of your system. You have four spins left. What do you want to do?
Press my luck.
Press my luck. Okay, here we go.
Come on, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy, stop.
Stop at $300. You're back in the money. Three spins, third place.
Gotta keep playing. Come on, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy, stop.
Stop at Concord, California. That trip is worth $571, $871. Second place, two spins.
Okay, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, stop.
Stop at 500 yeah! spins. 1371, about 1,000 less than Mike, two spins.
Okay, I'm gonna play. No whammies, no whammies. No whammies, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at 500
yeah!
more. 1871, less than $500 separates you and Mike. You have one spin left. You can press your luck or pass it to Mike.
I'm going to play.
Play. All right. First place
no
at stake.
No whammies,
here we go.
Please, please, stop.
Stop at an exercise bench.
Oh, just
that's worth $407. Yeah. And that grade your total of $2,278. Lisa, $450, and Mike, you squeak by with $2,300 for the first place. And we're coming right back after this for a whole new round. Don't go away. Out here. Isn't this great? And your psychiatrist, Mike, said it's okay for you to be here.
That's right.
And then afterwards you go back to the home. Would you like to answer these questions?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you some spins if you answer them correctly. If you don't, I'll get angry. Here we go. Out of every five American bachelors, how many say they wish they were married? Ruth?
Three.
Is it three, four, or two, Mike?
I'm going to say two.
What are you going to say, Lisa?
I'll say two.
Of every five bachelors, four say they wish they were married. But talk is cheap. How many out here want to get married? One, two, three. How many are they already married? With the cameraman, you want to get married? But you're married. He says, so what? No spins, but you learn something. This is important conversation. You can have cocktail conversation. Who knows? Okay. Second question. Tex, Rumblefish, and the Outsiders made girls squeal over him, but they went wild for him as the Flamingo Kid. Mike?
Matt Dillon.
What is this young actor's name? Is it Matt Dillon, Judd Nelson, or Andrew McCarthy? Ruth?
Matt Dillon.
What do you think, Lisa?
Matt Dillon.
That young heartthrob is Matt Dillon. Mike gets three. Ruth a spin. Lisa a spin. Does he make your hearts throb?
Yes.
Well, there's one yes and one no. Okay, he's not coming to your house, Ruth. Here we go. MIT is the most expensive college in America at $16,000 a year. What state does the M stand for, Mike?
Maryland.
Is it Maryland, Michigan, or Massachusetts, Ruth?
Massachusetts.
What do you think, Lisa?
I'll say Maryland.
You will?
Yeah.
Mike laughed after he gave that answer because he knew.
I know.
It was crazy. The M stands for Massachusetts. Ruth gets a spin and goes to two. Could you see the people at MIT go, I'm in the wrong state. Where's class? Here we go, the last question. In what city will you find Big Ben, Mike?
London.
Is it London, Paris, or Glasgow, Ruth?
London.
Who cares about this game? We're having fun. Lisa, what do you think?
London.
Boy, I would have gotten awful upset. Big Ben resides in London. And Mike goes to six. Ruth to three and Lisa to two. And we're having fun. Who cares? Big bucks after this. Come on, Pat. Time for money. Over $100,000 up there on the board waiting for you to get your mitts on it. Take it away. So is the whammy waiting to get his mitts on the money, too. So be very careful. Let's see. Mike, by 22 buckaroos, you're going to play last. Very close. And Lisa, with $450 and two spins, you are first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay, come on. Big bucks now. No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $750 and a spin. $1,200. Still have your two spins. Third place.
My luck, come on. Big bucks, no whammy, stop.
Stop at a game table. Lisa, that's valued at $25.95. First place, $37.95, one spin.
Cross my luck, come on. Big bucks, and a spin. Let's go, stop.
Stop at $750. $45.45, first place for now. Ruth, three spins, $22.78. Ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
No whammy, please, no whammy, please, no whammy, please, no whammy, stop.
Stop at Bermuda. That trip, 24.66,
okay.
47.44, first place.
I'm going to play my luck. Press my luck, press my luck. No whammies, no whammies. Stop!
Stop. Get a whammy. All right, big deal, a lousy whammy. You still have a spin left. What do you think?
Going to play.
Okay, here we go.
No whammies, come on, buddy. Please, 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 stop.
Stop at Daytime Emmys.
Oh, hey.
That means you can be our guest at Daytime Emmys. And that's worth $22.74, that trip to New York. That puts you in third place. We go to Mike with six spins and $2,300.
Okay, here we go for the big bucks right now. And stop.
Stop at $2,000. $4,300, second place, five spins.
I'm pressing my luck. And here we go. The whammies. And stop.
Stop. Mike, how does it feel? Does it have some kind of effect on you?
I feel a little better, a little easier. I think I'm going to sleep this week.
You're kind of exercising these out. Yeah. Good, Mike. Yeah. Four spins left. Hopefully that one did it. Here we go.
Okay. All right, no whammies. Let's go, big bucks. And stop.
Stop at 4,000 in a spin. That'll help you anyway. Second place.
Woo!
Four spins, Mike.
That feels better.
All right.
Much better. Let's go, big bucks again. Ready, and stop.
Stop and move on space to a big screen TV or 750
I'm gonna
a spin.
I'm going to take the big screen TV.
Big screen TV, $3,800.
Big screen TV.
$7,800, first place.
First place.
By about $3,300.
$3,300, I'm pressing my luck.
All right, here
Three
we go.
Three more spins, I'm pressing my luck. No whammies, no way. And stop.
stop and move on space 715, a spinner, a motorcycle.
Oh, I want a motorcycle.
Motorcycle has a value of $2,398, Mike, $10,198, about $5,600 more than Lisa. Two spins, best your luck or pass.
What's the difference again?
About $5,600.
$5,600, press my luck.
Here we go.
Press my luck.
Here we go.
No whammies, ready? No whammies. And stop.
Stop at $3,000 and a spin. Mike, $13,198. Two spins.
I'm passing those spins.
Passing those
pass
spins to
those
Lisa.
Spins.
Two moves to catch it up to do, Lisa.
Okay,
you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Come
45,
on.
45.
Let's go. Big bucks. Come on. No whammies. Big bucks. Big bucks. Come on. $5,000 and a spin. Stop.
Stop at $500.
All right.
Lisa, that's $5,045. You have about $8,143, $53 to go to catch up to Mike, which means you'll have to get something with additional spin to stay in the game. If
okay.
not, Mike is the champ. Lisa,
okay,
you ready?
Let's go. I'm
Mike,
ready. Come on.
Here we go with a big spin.
Come on. $5,000
and a spin. Come on. Big bucks. Stop. Stop at Miami. That trip is not enough. It is only worth $1,370. That means Mike, you're the champ today with $13,198. We're back to today's big press of our winner, Mike, with $13,198. And I know you can't wait to hear the dulcet tones of the illustrious one, Rod Roddy, as he tells you what you won. Rod Boy, hit it.
Okay, Peter. Mike, you have won a big screen television. It's a rear screen video scope projection TV with 46-inch screen, laser diagonally, cable adaptable tuning circuit. Really, Sony KPR4600 has the Matrix sound system. And Mike, you have won the Honda Shadow 500. This motorcycle features a V-twin power 5-speed transmission, electric starter, maintenance-free solid-state ignition, quartz halogen headlight, and much more. Those prizes totaling $6,198, combined with the $7,000 in cash you won, gives you a grand total, Mike, of $13,198. Congratulations.
All right, Mike, $13,198, but besides all the money, do you think you're cured?
I would say I'm good, really cured now.
You
I just so? Have to wait till I go home and see if I still dress in the whammy outfits in the closet, but we'll find out. I'm pretty sure I can throw them away.
Can we get a letter from your psychiatrist, you think?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's his name?
His name was Dr. Gottrocks.
Oh, okay.
He's got a lot of rocks there.
Yeah, I understand. So we may get a letter saying that you're
might get a, oh, you definitely get a letter from
you.
Me.
He's right. You are a sick person.
Woo!
But you're sick and rich. $13,198. Congratulations. Lisa, you're leaving us with $12,436.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Leaving us with some nice prizes, a couple of whammies, and I hope you had a good time.
I did.
Good. Now, before we leave, here's something from Betty Plum of Woodbury, Connecticut. If I were a contestant on Press Your Luck and earned a good score to make a buck, I'd silently will all the whammies away and take home the money I won that day. So heed me, dear players, I'll give you a tip. Press your luck without so much lip. And when you're ahead and have a great lead, but have some more points that lure you to greed, give them away. Please don't be a ninny, or you're bound to see whammies fat and skinny, laughing in their evil, unusual way, leaving you a contestant for just one day. Yes, indeedy. Wait a minute. I got a joke. I got a joke from Miss Ottilia Nigaglioni. She's 12 years old, and she says, what is the whammy's favorite tourist attraction? Huh? Do you know? Do anybody know?
No. What is it?
It's the Vampire State Building. Until next time, and we'll make a fool of ourselves again. This is Peter DeMarco saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Some member of our...
Timmy Games Monday. At 9, it's Match Game. At 9:30, Lingo. Then on GSN at 10, the World Series of Blackjack from Mohegan Sun.
You never bet on the losing horse.
It's a wild card showdown for the final seat in the championship.
Only the winner gets to play for the 100 grand.
Who will move on to fulfill their destiny?
They are trading blows back and forth.
The biggest single bet in tournament history.
Takes a down!
At 9, it's Match Game, followed by Lingo. Then at 10, the World Series of Blackjack on GSN, the network for games.
Okay.